I'm Shannon Mullen, and this is the fifth episode of the Inspiring Women series, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to sharing the stories of the many women who've inspired me in my life or who have inspired the lives of others. In this episode, I had a lovely conversation with Debbie Jenkins, a woman who worked for 7 years as a caribou biologist in the Canadian Arctic and who is now using the data she collected from her research in the North to complete a PhD at Trent University. In this episode, Debbie talks about her love of nature, her passion for protecting the Earth's wild spaces, and her personal challenge to try new things even when she's afraid.
So I grew up in North Bay, Ontario. We skied and canoed. Every summer my parents would take us camping. You know, when I look back, it was just an outdoor kind of childhood. You know, it probably is the foundation for my huge commitment to, you know, biology and biological diversity conservation now. I think that that's where that comes from.
I know now you're always out hiking or you're out paddling somewhere or camping. What does being in nature mean to you?
It's probably my most profound connection, I think, that I have, you know, as a biological entity on this planet. And it's not to diminish any of the wonderful relationships I have with people or, you know, my family, my partner, yeah. You know, any of those things. But I really feel like it is at the core of who I am is really this connection I have with nature.
What brought you to the Arctic?
I went to Trent University to do my master's. It was in biology, and I worked with elk that were reintroduced in Ontario.
Okay.
And white-tailed deer, so large ungulates. This job was posted up in the Arctic in Pond Inlet. For a caribou biologist.
Oh,
and I
gosh.
Always wanted to work in the Arctic. I always felt this passion for large wild spaces, and I couldn't imagine a wilder space than the Arctic.
What would you say are the greatest lessons that you learned from being up there?
Resilience. I mean, I see it in the people up there. Yeah, just to dust yourself off, you know, to get up when you've been kicked, when something hard happens in your life. And just keep walking forward. Yeah. So resilience. And I guess the other thing is to be self-sufficient. I mean, you know what it's like up there. There's, you know, nobody's there to cut your hair or, you know, nobody's there to, you can't always go out for dinner or get someone to fix your snow machine. Or so you have to rely on yourself. And I think the biggest lesson was that I can do so many things that I never even considered doing before.
Why did you decide to go back to school?
It gives me an opportunity to know a lot more, you know, because I have so much to learn. And then to find ways to communicate science that is palatable to people in the Arctic, to people around the globe, because a lot of our issues are no longer local, you know, they really are global issues. And to find a way to communicate science and do good science so that it's meaningful and has a conservation end. I want to make a difference when it comes to, I think that's probably the biggest issue on our planet today is the loss of biological diversity and the destruction of our wild, you know, functioning ecosystems. Mm-hmm. So I want to do something about it.
Switching gears a little bit, either what have you learned about love in your life? And it doesn't have to be romantic.
Right.
Or what does it mean to you to really love someone or something?
I mean, I guess it kind of boils down to a few things. For me, loving something or someone or something really involves a connection. Mm-hmm. Like some curiosity, some chemistry, some connection that is deep and always involves joy. Mm-hmm. You know, there's got to be some joy, some spark that comes with that connection. And I can say that about nature, my love for nature and my love for my partner and my dog. Some people define, you know, when you really love somebody, that means you're dedicated and you're loyal. But for me, those are just products of being in love. Mm-hmm. When you love something, that just falls naturally and it's not a sacrifice. You know, my partner and I, we've spent half of our time apart and half of our time together. And we've been together a long time, we've been together a long time and then half of it we've spent apart, because I think that part of about a personal relationship with somebody is that for me, that involves freedom. And right? And so the fact that I have this loving relationship with someone that respects me and knows that my joy comes from being free to do things, mm-hmm. and then they support that, and that support comes unconditionally because of our love.
I think that's a really great perspective, because I think sometimes when people are in a really committed, serious relationship, they feel like they made a commitment to their partner, so they can't take the time away to do the things that they personally feel like could make them happy or to pursue their dreams, if it means taking time away from their partner. So it's nice to hear that you feel like being in a relationship can give you that freedom.
I think the one thing that I see often is that people depend on each other for happiness. And I think that really, to be happy with other people, you need to be happy yourself. Mm-hmm. And so you need to support that and nourish that yourself, and then be with people that do the same for you.
You've talked about nature, you've talked about your love for your partner and for your family, and about the work that you do. I'm wondering what it is that you value the most in your life.
What I value most is my freedom. And I know, you know, someone hearing that for the first time might think, oh, you know, doesn't she value her family or her relationships, have an amazing partner, have an amazing situation. I'm so thankful for, you know, all of the incredible aspects of my life. And they support my freedom. I mean, my country supports my freedom. You know, many women and men before me have supported my freedom.
Well, that's, it's not selfish, because it's something that people have fought for.
It
right?
is.
So if people have put their like lives on the line for something, hopefully yeah. we value it. But I think you're right that we, yeah, for some reason that we don't feel like it's okay
yeah,
to be free or to want to.
Mm-hmm. And it's so, you know, I think about if I lost my freedom, and I'm thankful for my health, you know, because I see people every day that, you know, maybe can't walk, mm-hmm. you know, maybe they can't get into a canoe very easily. Maybe they don't have the health or the finances or whatever to do the things that I have the freedom to do.
You've traveled all around the world, gone on some crazy adventures. You lived up in the Arctic. What would you say you're the most proud of?
I think at the core of everything, I think I'm most proud of the fact that I can venture out and do things that I'm afraid of. You know, I quit 2 jobs to go back to school. Mm-hmm. I left a really comfortable job in Ontario to go up to the Arctic. I've traveled all over the world on my own. And it's not to say I was this brave person heading out, but because I was scared to death when mm-hmm. I did those things, you know, but I did it afraid. You know, when you can't do it, when you can't get past the fear, I think just do it afraid. And it's always worked out. It's always worked out.
I think it's important that people say, you know, that we feel are inspiring, like you, kind of acknowledge that you do have fears, but you just do it anyway. Because I think that sometimes we see these people doing these amazing things and you think like, oh, they have no fear. But it's actually not true.
Yeah, and maybe there are some entirely fearless people out there, because I would like to be that. You know, when I think about things that I am always working on, you know, being more fearless is one of those things. If you have an idea, the only thing that stops it from becoming a reality is
action.
Action. You uh-huh. need to act on it. Mm-hmm. And the only person that can act on it is yourself. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you act on it, I find that life comes up and meets you. Yeah.
And for you, it sounds like it has happened for you that, I mean, I'm sure there's been a lot of frustrations along the way, but you just kind of keep going.
Yeah. I would say my life is this like contorted path.
Yeah.
You know, weaves all over the place. And by no means has it been easy. Like sometimes it's been really, really tough, you know? And I think the thing is that when I look back and even as I look forward, you know, those hard times inform the present.
Where do you look for inspiration if you're ever feeling like low or afraid?
My inspiration is in nature. It's simplicity, it's complexity, it's balance, you know, it's beauty. I think that there's nothing more inspiring to me than nature.
And how would you like to be remembered?
My girlfriend calls me a conservation warrior.
Yeah.
And I think that's how I'd like to be remembered, as a kind, generous, inquisitive, curious, enthusiastic conservation warrior.
That was my conversation with Debbie Jenkins, an amazing woman who has found the strength and determination to take on new challenges even when she's afraid. It was the fifth episode of the Inspiring Women series, a podcast which you can subscribe to in the iTunes store. I'm Shannon Mullen. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow my adventures and writing at shannonmullen.me.